Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me are two of my favorite people in town, national, international celebrities, Nate Najjar and Daniela Soledade. Welcome to Music Scene.
Hi, Nanette. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, nice to be here. Thanks for this.
Well, first of all, let's start off with the big news. You've got a huge tour coming up. Walk us through. I mean, you're going everywhere from Rock Hall, Maryland, where you just came from, Midland, Odessa, Texas. Then you're coming back to do our fundraiser on June 12th. Tell me a little bit about the tour and where you're going.
So, yes, this year has been our busiest year yet, and we are so happy and excited about it. We're going all over the U.S. Like I said, we're going to Texas next weekend. We're back in St. Pete for a Radio St. Pete's fundraiser concert. Then we're going to Philadelphia, New York, Richmond, Virginia, Washington, D.C., back to Winter Park, that's Orlando area. We're also going to Sarasota, St. Pete, again in July, for American Stage. And
oh,
then
let's stop on that for a minute. Tell me a little bit about the American Stage performance.
Yeah, so they have this summer cabaret series, and we were invited to be one of their artists for this year's summer series, and we're really happy about it. It's going to be on July 19th.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Brazil. That is good. And you're going to be there for a little bit, correct?
That's right. We're playing a show in Rio, and we're also going with the kids, you know, to spend about a month in Brazil in the mountains. It's always nice to do that. We get to record.
Yeah, I'm going on tour in July with Acoustic Alchemy. So when I come back from the tour.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's I've been with the band for 10 years as sort of like a fill-in where they need somebody to do one part or another or something. And so July I'll be out with them, but I'm only picking up the tour on the West Coast leg. So I'm doing the last 2 weeks of the Alchemy tour, and then when we come back from that, we're going to Brazil to reset, you know, before we come back, because we've got a big show at the Palladium in the beginning of September. And a big show at Judson's in Orlando. It's the Dr. Phillips Center. And then we're going to Europe. We're playing in London and Paris and Brussels.
Oh, wait, and before Europe, we go to California.
Oh,
we have three dates in California, too.
I see that.
It's all over the place.
You got two now, but we're hoping to get you another date in San Diego. And I interviewed Acoustic Alchemy many years ago, truly one of my favorite bands. I did not know that. You've been keeping that a secret from me. We'll have to talk more about that another time, maybe get you to call in. So, Daniela, you are just wooed me with the new St. Petersburg song. Tell us about that, you guys. You're so cute. I mean, who has a theme song? Oh, yes, St. Pete does. Go ahead and tell us about that.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, Nate was born and raised in St. Pete, right? He jokes that he's been spent his whole life on Fifth Avenue because he was born on Fifth Avenue. He went to high school at St. Pete High on Fifth Avenue. And then we live on Fifth Avenue, so he says that. And I moved to St. Pete because of Nate. And, of course, when I started working with Nate at first, we were playing a lot of shows in St. Pete, and I fell in love with the city. So when I was, I've lived all over Tampa Bay. When I moved from Rio, I came straight to South Tampa. That was my first stop with my parents. And then I lived near USF where I went to school. Then I lived in Clearwater, and I ended up in St. Pete. And when I got to St. Pete, it was like a new world. It was just, I just fell in love with the place, with all the art, the museums, just the music going on here, the community. And then I ended up moving here.
And then you ended up writing this song. Was it one of those things where you just like, well, you know, you got up in the morning, you sat down with your guitar, and the two of you just started like, you know, doing your thing because,
you know,
I think I was out of town, wasn't I?
You know, it's this story is funny. You were out of town, baby. So Nate was not here. And the true story, I'm going to tell you the true story, Nanette. The true story is we had a show coming up in town, probably a show at the Palladium Theater. And I was about to go on the Morning Blend, you know, the TV station.
That's right. Now I remember.
I was about to go to the Morning Blend, the TV station in ABC News. And because Nate was out of town, I was going to do it by myself. And I had never done it by myself before. So one of the things that TV stations often want is for you to, if you're going to perform a song, they want it to be either a song of yours or a song that has no copyright issues. Something that's, how do you call it in English? Public.
Actually, an original song, and actually Radio St. Pete's the same, and we understand, we get that. But,
yeah,
but then
exactly.
You just decided, like, I better do it now, create something
yeah,
now.
So I thought, I should probably just write a song to sing it at the radio station.
Yeah, because all the stuff that you would have played on the guitar and sang without me, most of it's in Portuguese.
Yeah.
You know?
So I literally wrote the song to sing it at ABC News, at the Morning Blend.
That is just wonderful.
But the inspiration, the inspiration comes from Loving St. Pete. And I started playing some chords, and it just kind of came to me. You know, we live on the 7th floor, in the building. So we have this beautiful downtown view of St. Pete.
Yeah, we can see your office from here.
Oh, lovely. Well, we'll make sure we clean the roof for you. we should just have a big screen on our TV at Thrive BTSP up on the roof featuring Bossa Nova and Brazilian Dream. I believe that would definitely help them with renting the Thrive BTSP studios, right?
I dig it.
Yes. But that's how it happened. I was sitting here staring out at downtown St. Pete. And then I wrote the song about loving St. Pete. And, of course, I included some of my, places I perform at and things that I love about St. Pete, like the murals and the Palladium Theater and the Dalí Museum and the Splash Park, because I take the kids there all the time, and walking on coffee pot, things like that,
And it all rhymes. I mean, I was like, I'm listening to it today, and I'm just like, totally, this is my lunch. Oh, yay, a song. And I'm laughing because it's like, it's not that easy to rhyme all that stuff. But listen, I want to ask you, you had an incredible year. In September, or actually they rescheduled, you did and debuted Brazilian Dream. And, you've done classic bossa nova with contemporary interpretations. And what's going on now when you're traveling and touring? What are you doing in that show?
So we're touring mostly our duo show, which we call Love and Bossa Nova. And this duo show was also born in St. Pete because we started doing this show during the pandemic in 2020 when our very first concert at the Palladium Theater got canceled. We, on the day the concert was supposed to happen, we had the idea, Nate had the idea of live streaming a show, just the two of us, from our balcony with St. Pete behind. And we loved doing it so much, and everybody online loved it so much that we decided to do it every week. And we just kept on doing it for, I would say, a year and a half. Like
58 weeks.
58 weeks we did it.
he says, yes, I remember it well. Well, it caught on, though, because, now your videos are, you've got, you're an influencer, not just a jazz influencer, you're an influencer.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't aim to be, but maybe it happens.
So now you're going to be performing for us at Thrive GTSB, some bossa nova classics, songs from your new album. Tell us about Decotropical that just came out May 9th.
Yes, we are so proud of this album. Nate and I put so much love into making this album. Nate's production is incredible. He arranged and produced the whole record, and we brought in some repertoire that we love, some songs from my family. I have a couple of songs that my grandfather wrote that I love so much, a song that my dad wrote that I really like, and songs that we wrote, and some classics like Corcovado by Jobim. And we also have some, so Moody's Mood for Love is in there, and Skylark, another American classic. So it's a really eclectic album, and we're just over the moon about it.
Well, we're over the moon about both of you. And, honestly, Love and Bossa Nova, I've seen it. It's an intimate performance. And you're partners in life and music. And how does it work to live and do music at the same time? Is it always joy? How do you keep that spark alive in both your personal and your musical life?
I think Nate and I feel like we're the luckiest people in the world because we get to do all these things that we love together, and it's so special that way. We don't go out of the house every day and have separate lives and then catch up at the end of the day. We actually live this adventure together all the time. And it's so special to be able to share, you know, from raising kids together to going on the road and playing music together. It's really special. And I think it works because of our level of compatibility. We have such a high level of compatibility on a personal level and on a professional level. You know, we're both very high achievers. I mean, we're always trying to do our best. And we love learning new music and playing music. And we ended up, you know, after these years together, we ended up fine-tuning our lives to basically try and spend all of our effort and time and energy only into the things that makes us really happy. So we basically boiled it down to raising kids and playing music. And I think that's been so liberating because we don't get distracted. You know, we always aim to not get distracted, to focus on the things that we feel like are part of our mission, are part of the things that we love doing. And that just brings a lot of harmony and peace and love into our daily lives. And it reflects on the atmosphere at home with the children. You know, our kids love playing music too. Now our almost 10-year-old is playing chords and singing along on the piano. And they love reading. So it's just so nice to live this little bubble of love in Bossa Nova. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I want to say is when I look at the two of you, you have sort of this fashionista. I mean, you always, he's got the hat, he's got the colored socks, he's wearing the cool shoes, you've got the dresses with the fringe. And, you know, I'm telling you, even down to the fashion and the style, I really feel that you're an iconic jazz couple. And I feel that this tour is going to start. I mean, this tour compared to last year, compared to the year before, this is pretty impressive. I want to ask you, where are you playing in New York?
We're playing at a venue called Soho Live in Soho in Manhattan.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Street. Yeah, it's a new joint. It's a really nice little room. So, you know, it's a listening room. It's a hard ticket listening room. It's going to be really special.
Absolutely. Does our friend Alexis Cole know you're going to be there?
I haven't talked to her lately. I'm not sure.
You know, I'm going to lean on her for some contacts because we really should get the word out to the New York Post and some of the other places.
Oh, cool. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. And then let's talk about London. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nate. Wasn't last year you were looking forward, was it London or Brussels? It was London that you were going to take Daniela around and show her all your favorite places?
Yeah, you know, London's a really special place for me for many years, and it's become a special place for me and Daniela, you know, since we started going together. And it's funny, we missed London last year because the way the calendars worked out, we couldn't manage a date on our little European run last year. The year before, we played at Ronnie Scott's, which is pretty good. We sold it out. That was really special. This year, we're going to be at the other jazz club in Soho. It's called Pizza Express Live. It's around the corner from Ronnie's. Alchemy does 2 weeks there in December every year. And it's like the other main jazz room in Soho, and we're just so happy to be doing two shows in October in London, because it really is a special, you know, it's one of the really cool things about London for me that I sort of paid attention to when I started going, is you can stand on lots of street corners, and within your field of vision, you can see a Roman structure, you can see a medieval structure, you can see a Tudor structure, you can see a Victorian structure, and you can see a modern structure, all within one field of view. And I just think that's just so fantastic to have a place that's been evolving for thousands of years like that.
And, you know, I think it also is parallel to Brazil, because you look at Brazil, right? And when you think about the history, and I've talked to you about this before, and we'll talk about this again at another time, the music that you do from Brazil is sourced from all regions, Daniela, right? You told me that before. It's not just your typical regions. You look all over Brazil for the kind of music you do. Isn't that right?
Yes, definitely. So I grew up, you know, because I grew up there, I had influences from all over Brazil. We have artists from the Northeast that I loved. My grandfather also loved music from the Northeast. And then the more traditional music like choro. There's so much in terms of Brazilian music from Brazil is such a big country, and there's so much music and so different music, different rhythms from different parts of the country.
And it all came from Africa.
It all came from Africa. Yeah. It's,
that's why it's so delicious.
That's what Dima Sanchez just said to me. He says, it all comes from Africa. As you know, the Afro-Latin project will be here. And he said, it all comes from Africa. But don't you think that St. Pete has a huge tradition in Latin music between what David Manson's doing and what you're doing? I mean, it seems to me that, you know, we have kind of where Latin jazz lives, you know?
There's certainly a lot going on, which is really, it's really nice. You know, the jazz musicians jazz musicians are usually really good about digging and finding kind of unique stuff to see what they can then do with. And then, of course, you know, just the personal influences, because, you know, as time goes on, we get people who come from other places or have roots and ties to other places. And so that informs kind of what they look at. And so there's been a whole lot of really cool Latin type things around here lately. And the Brazilian thing is kind of starting to pick up, which is really interesting. It's a nice tide rolling in.
Nate, I'm not going to let you get away without mentioning June 26th. I think that you're at the Palladium with special guest Jeff Kashiwa. Is that right?
Yeah, Jeff Kashiwa.
Kashiwa. Lord, did I make a band? Please, Jeff, forgive me.
Yeah, it's all right. No, that gig is going to be amazing. Jeff is one of the finest contemporary jazz saxophonists on the planet. He started to get known back in the day. He was the original saxophonist in the Rippingtons. I don't know if you remember Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons.
Yeah, interviewed those guys too. Right.
Yeah, so Jeff was in that band for many, many years, and he's based in Seattle. And, I reconnected with him a little bit because he's a very good friend of Acoustic Alchemy, and every once in a while, when we're on tour, he'll play a couple of tunes with us if we're on the same festival, or sometimes we'll do a show together where it's Acoustic Alchemy with special guest Jeff Kashiwa, and he'll come out and play with us. And so he and I sort of reconnected a little bit on that aim. And, I wanted to do kind of a more contemporary jazz show at the Palladium. I want to play a little electric guitar, which I don't do much of anymore. And I really like it, you know, and to rock out a bit. So, I promised Paul Wilborn I'd play a little Jimi Hendrix too. So we're going to do this really cool show with some of my material and some of Jeff's material. And it's really cool because Jeff just recently made an album of all Brazilian songs, and it's really deep repertoire. It's mostly music associated with the great kind of legendary singer, composer, and guitarist, Joyce Moreno. It's mostly repertoire associated with her. And it's fantastic. And so, you know, I thought, hey, we're going to do this jazz show. I want to do something with somebody special. And I said, hey, Jeff, do you want to come do this with me? And he said he'd love to. And the band is incredible. Patrick Bettison's going to play keyboards. Tim George is playing bass. And Dave Reinhardt is playing drums. So it's going to be really funky. It's going to be really rocking. It's going to be really eclectic and a good time. It's probably one of the Palladium gigs I'm looking forward to the most out of, you know, a lot of the things we've done over the last 20 years.
I cannot wait. So, folks, if you've just tuned in to Music Scene, I have the local legends of Brazilian music and jazz, Daniela Saladade, Nate Najjar, Partners in Life and Music. They're going to be headlining Radio St. Pete's fundraiser for our community all-volunteer station on June 12th, 6 to 8. There are some tickets still available. They're going fast. And then, of course, their new album, Decotropical, please check that out, came out May 9th. And, you know, they have a tour coming up. They're going to be back in St. Pete. If you can't catch them on June 12th, you can catch them on July 19th in St. Petersburg, Florida, and again on September 6th. Parting words for our friends before we close on just another one of the lovely interviews we've gotten to have with both of you.
Oh, Nanette, you're amazing. We really appreciate you having us on to do this.
Thank you so much for this, Nanette.
Well, my darlings, until we bossa nova again, I'm Nanette Weiser for Music Scene. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Say love strolling around downtown, enamored with the murals all around. I'm glad I found a different sound, a sunny ground. I love you, St. Pete. I came from Rio. It's hard to find a place or just a warm embrace when you go somewhere new. I simply had no clue, but your sky is so blue. When I met you, I knew I love you, St. Pete. I feel so lucky to have my morning walk right there on coffee pot, enjoying morning light. The egrets in their flight and dolphins swimming by. You make me feel alright. I love you, St. Pete. Jazz night at intermezzo, rubies at night off central, all downing jazz jam Monday nights for you to play. Mahaffey for ballet, I think I'm here to stay. 'Cause every single day, I love you, St. Pete. Dali Museum, the splash park at the pier, Palladium Theater is where I like to sing, and where I met my fling. Now we just do our thing, no matter what they think. St. Pete. St. Pete. I love strolling around downtown, enamored with the music all around. I'm glad I found myself.